brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Self-defense expert Tim Larkins with his final segment. My point is that your children grow up so fast, before you know it, you know they're going to be out there, alone, and it's just the roles are so ingrained to not have women know how to defend themselves that even, you know, I'm a guy pro-Second Amendment, you know, liberty constitutionalist, and I'm not really teaching my daughters that stuff. It's just instinctive. Well, you know, a male is interested in that. My son wants to know about that. He's into that because that's what males do. But then you see the so-called feminists. They're always about women, just henpecking at men and just some political power. I'm talking about Gloria Steinem and stuff. Finishing up with what you were saying about a baby and how hard they are to control, Tim.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is, you know, when you talk about, you know, a woman going against Mike Tyson, that's the problem. That's what they see. Whereas, you know, I was, 10 years ago, my son, my older son, oh gosh, it was longer. I hate to admit I'm that old, but it was actually 13 years ago. My son, a little four-year-old, came over and I think he was going to try to give dad a hug. He trips over his little feet and his little hands come up, slap me in the groin. And I swear, Alex, I'm on the ground for 5 minutes just sucking my thumb. Completely helpless, you know, at that point. Now, that's what predators give you the opportunity to do. I felt no, you know, my son, obviously, we know if we put myself and a four-year-old in the ring and we all knew what was going on, we know how that would end up. But predators, the reason they seek you out is because they don't think you're an issue. And oftentimes they will put vulnerable parts of their body close to you and give you an opportunity to do that one injury that we're talking about that can change everything in your favor. And if a small child can do it to a fully grown adult, you as a fully grown adult, even if you weigh 95 pounds, who wants to feel 95 pounds going through one part of a vulnerable
part
of
your body? Well, exactly. I mean, have you ever tried to, like, take your cat to the vet and it doesn't want to go in the cage and it'll tear you up? I mean, resistance is victory. Bottom line, you teach folks the most effective ways to resist.
Absolutely. And clearly defined, twofold. You get two things. You understand all the things. You know, my clients tell me two things. They go, boy, I've really modified my behavior because you've really taught me all the things I was taking chances with over the years that I no longer participate in. But I also immediately recognize those rare times where, hey, you know what? I would have to do violence here. I have to protect myself, and I completely switched into that mode. That's the greatest gift you could ever, if you're a parent. It's that type of understanding that you give your kids, you know, prior to life, because it's one of those 800-pound gorillas that's in the room. Nobody wants to talk about, you know, a physical threat to you, but it's something that we're all worried about. I ask most parents this, I go, how many people have taught your kids how to swim? And they all, you know, raise their hands. Well, why did you do that? Well, because I don't want them to drown. I go, oh, you don't, I thought it was because you all want them to become Olympic swimmers. And they go, no. You don't want them drowning. I go, same reason you want to teach people how the human body responds to trauma. Not because you want them to be a world-class MMA artist or martial artist or anything. It's because you want them.
They're going to get mugged. They're going to get attacked. And they need to have that skill. Good people need to stop being domesticated. In closing, just in my experiences in life, I've learned how serious fights can be. I've just gotten to the point, because you run into it, somebody tailgates you, cuts you off, gets in my face. I just have learned to be satisfied and walk away and you know, usually people back off. I mean, what do you do if somebody gets in your face for no reason and says, hey, I'll kick your butt, buddy? What do you do? Just turn and walk away, or what do you do?
Alex, I'll give you the perfect example. I went to pick up my older son when he was about 10 years old. I was going to drop him off at a park with his grandfather, and I was in San Diego about to give a seminar. And I come out from where my son was, picking my son up. We pull out, guy comes by, he claims that I ran him off the road. He looks at me, he starts yelling in the car, flipping me off. My son's looking at me like, Dad, what's this all about?
I tell you what, I know you, listen, I'm not trying to keep you on here more, but we got to come back, finish the story, and then we'll let you go. I got to hear this. What a cliffhanger. That's a short segment. Tim Larkin's our guest. TargetFocusTraining.com. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guarantee.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guarantee.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, there's not just guns to protect you and your family. There's also your mind and using your body or anything around you to defend yourself. Tim Larkin is about to leave us. I appreciate him staying a little bit in the second hour or the third hour because we ran out of time. He was starting to tell a story about, you know, how his classes are mainly about ways to not have that confrontation, but then what to do if there's no way out of it. And that force continuum there. But I was describing, because I see it more and more, and it's not just me saying this. The crime statistics show it. I see it everywhere. I drove back from the Texas coast, from Port Aransas back to Austin yesterday, left about 5 o'clock, got home by dark. And I've never seen so much road rage. People in the slow lane pulling up behind you, pulling up behind other people, flipping each other off. I see men bowing up to each other constantly as the economy falls apart. There's a lot of stress. And then men want to feel like they're successful because of, I guess, the male prowess, if I had to psychologically analyze it, psychoanalyze it. You see that with the police taking roids. And you got the media hyping all these threats and all this fear. I mean, I'm just trying to analyze it. For whatever reason, I'm seeing, I guess, the MMA culture, whatever, and I'm not even saying that's a bad thing overall, people wanting to go out and have some rite of passage. Maybe they didn't have it in high school or college. I don't know. But a lot of times I find it's older, you know, like middle-aged guys who actually haven't been in a lot of fights. once I, you know, look into who they are later in some of the cases I see in the newspaper and people I know. I mean, maybe I'm just grabbing at straws here. For whatever reason, finishing up with that question here with our guest of targetfocustraining.com, self-defense expert Tim Larkin, who trains Navy SEALs, you name it. Tim, are you seeing more fights on the streets and things, not just in England, but also here in the U.S., A, why? And then B, finish the story you started before the break where I was asking you, what do you do when you go down to the bar district to eat at a nice restaurant and some guy for no reason goes, what you looking at, punk? And you're not even looking at him. And you're like, nothing. And they think, just because you're clean cut, that you'll back off and it's like some little counting coup for them and their buddies. And then you give them what they want and you say, I don't see anything, mister, and walk away. So then they say something else and start walking towards you. What do you do when just everything in you wants to turn around and punch them right in the throat? What do you do at that point?
Well, that's the challenge, and that's really what I do. I guess, you know, to illustrate, you know, the reason, I'll tell you where I changed tactics. I wasn't always this way. You know, in my 20s, I was doing a lot of work with the military, doing a lot of really fun stuff, and I thought I was invulnerable. And I made a huge, huge mistake in the idea that I had been working down in South America, and I came back up to San Diego, and I was hanging out with my friends, and we're having a great time, and I'm driving. Guy, again, we're talking bumper-to-bumper traffic, and some guy thinks I cut in front of him. It was absolutely asinine. Guy gets in front of me. Well, he's raging. He's getting, you know, all, you know, he's behind me, and he's getting all just worked up, and I'm a couple cars up. And, of course, being a young guy and being, you know, hey, I just got out of the jungles down here. What threat is San Diego? I start, like, blowing kisses in the mirror behind so he can see me because I just know it's going to get him. My friends are laughing. Well, this guy, over the period of, like, about 5 minutes, is able to work through traffic to get ahead of me a couple of cars, hits his brakes, gets out of the car. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, so I get out of the car, and I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go get him, right? I get out of the car. I hear from the back my buddy yells, gun. And I go, oh, and I hit the deck. And sure enough, you know, had that guy had a gun, it would have been a clear shot at me, right? And I'm sitting there going, oh, man, that's stupid. Then I look. The guy doesn't have a gun. He has one of those clubs, you know, the thing that locks your steering wheel. And so that to me wasn't a big deal. And I yelled something at my buddy for being an idiot. And I charge this guy. Guy tries to hit me. I grab him by the throat, throw him down the back of his car, throw him right down the back of his car, just about to put him out, right? You're going to get that justification for the idiot. You know, my ego's feeling really great. And what do I see? I see a little 3-year-old girl, face pressed up against the glass, crying, please don't hurt daddy. Today, you know, that image stuck in my head so many times so that when the incident that I was telling you about, my son, you know, and I driving, and this guy just doing all the road rage stuff. He must have had a bad day. Maybe he's in an office cubicle, and he just decided, you know, I look like an easy guy to go off on because, you know, he was making fun of the fact that I seemed to be in good shape, all this other. He's trying to push every button on me. And I just told him, hey, have a good day and let him go. Dropped my son off and then went to give my seminar. Now, the funny part about it was, that week was the week that I came out on the cover of Black Belt magazine, you know, as being, you know, a self-defense instructor. And my son was just kind of, you know, laughing to himself going, dad, does this guy? And I said, hey, Connor, I said, it makes no difference. I said, just because I have my training doesn't prevent me from being protected from violence.
But the discipline of not using violence unless you absolutely have to. Wasn't it satisfying when you did the right thing? Because I know that whenever I do the right thing now, it's very satisfying.
Alex, I tell everybody, I go, whatever action, if you're going to put your hands on somebody, you have to think, and you can't do this stuff in the heat of the moment. You have to sit down, cup of coffee, by yourself, and think about this kind of stuff. And you have to ask yourself, does that action that I'm thinking of doing, you know, to satisfy my ego on the road rage and be the alpha in the road rage. Is it going to pass the 3-day test? Meaning, when I do this action, and if it ends up, now that I know I'm educated about violence, and I realize once I put my hands on this individual, either he or I could end up seriously injured or killed. Is that going to pass the 3-day test? 3 days from now, when I'm thinking about this incident, will I still sit there and say, yes, that was worth it? Very, very, very few situations meet that.
Well, in closing, I'll tell you why the UK banned you, because I've seen this as part of a pattern. They want the monopoly of power. They're under that UN treaty where they believe the state has the monopoly on power. And it's because you're cogent and charismatic and filled with veritas, common sense, they don't want you to be able to go over there and be the keynote speaker and have it all over the news and actually speak for yourself. They don't want the people in the UK to pick up on what you're saying and doing because it makes so much sense and it's despicable. But I think now because of the internet, this is going to backfire 100 times the people in the UK conservatively. This is all over the news now that would have learned about what you're teaching are now going to find out about it. And that's where tyrants always fail is they think they're going to win by shutting us down up front. But if we just keep on a coming, they can't win.
Well, Alex, I can't thank you enough for giving me the opportunity on this forum. It's been incredible.
Well, it's been amazing having you. Thank you, Tim Larkin. The website where people can learn more, targetfocustraining.com. Are there any other websites folks should visit?
You do 5 Second Survival. They can spell it any different way. That's another great website where they get a lot of free information. I'm providing my whole book for people to download so they can really see what we're all about, so they can kind of see that we certainly aren't vigilantes.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, that was a powerful interview. Went even better than I thought it would. So he's banned from the UK because he's articulate. And you got a bunch of crooks running that government, a bureaucracy that wants to have a bunch of victims that they can feed on while they flood the country with people from rough and tumble nations that are just, I mean, they admit it. I've had members of the parliament on. I don't care. It's not about race or color or even religion. The police force is being made up now of all the foreigners. In fact, when I was there, the cops would come over and they could hardly speak English. I'm like, is there an Englishman in this country? And I'm told it's the same in Ireland. It's the same in Scotland. It's the same in Wales. Is that the bureaucracy, and I have members of parliament on, the social workers, the cops, the little ninny cops, they've got these little sub cops like TSA. They aren't even from the UK. And they come from countries where just 15 years ago they were under Soviet control. And they're bringing that exact system. And do they want the Brits or the Scots or anybody else rediscovering their humanity and their right to self-defense? Absolutely not. They don't want you discovering health. And I've been out of health shape for like a decade, just starting to get back into it. It's a revolution against tyranny. Get your body in order. Get your mind in order. Get prepared. Think about what you're going to do. I mean, constantly, you know, you run into these guys now because a lot of them are on steroids, whatever. I don't think they've been in a lot of vicious fights, so they're not, run into real tough guys. They're real friendly. They're real nice like that guy. All about being friendly because you understand the reality of it. You get a bunch of cops, though, get this type of training. They go out and kill people all the time. TSA, the police they've got at the airports that aid the TSA, killing people all the time. And it's disgusting, and believe me, even if the cops get away with it, even if they're thugs, they don't feel good when you break some lady's neck 3 days later. I mean, you don't feel good when you do that. You don't feel good. I mean, I grew up, I can't believe I grew up in what I grew up in. I mean, it was ridiculous, the amount of fights and hospitalizations, and I've had my leg broken, and it was a joke how many fights I got in, because people always started it, but I would never back down. And I'm like, wow, I got a pin in my leg. I've had all these concussions. I've got permanently black eyes from all these fights. What if I would have known to back off when people started fights with me? There would only been a handful of the fights I would have had to have. And the point is, you want to save yourself up for that. You want to save yourself up for when you really got to defend yourself. Not just getting in a bunch of knockdown, drag-out fights, but instead it's just a bunch of men on police forces or in their pickup trucks. I mean, the way I see these cops act, they act just like some roid head out of the gym who wants to come up to you because they're bigger than you and get in your face. Or, you know, I mean, I told the story when I was at South Padre last year, and I walk out of this restaurant, and these guys in motorcycles pull up with all their devil stuff and almost run over my 3-year-old daughter. And I'm sitting there, and the guy starts to bow up, and I didn't even say anything. I just leaned over, and I was seconds from hurting him really bad, folks, and because I don't have a governor. And the guy backed off and said, I'm sorry. But you know, the point is that's what those instincts are for, is defending your children. The instincts to kill people are not there so you can act tough at the gym and shove people around. And all you so-called tough guys out there throwing your weight around, you obviously haven't met the right tough guy yet. Because any day of the week, you're going to run into somebody 10 times tougher. That's where the Second Amendment comes in for defense. Big equalizer. We'll be back.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We can get guns, get trained to defend ourselves physically, try to get prepared for what's coming down on us, because as things get worse and worse, more and more people are going to listen to us. Coming up, I'm going to get into some world news and then get into the fact that I watched federal police harass the daylights out of people down on the Texas coast, and it's all part of the nanny state getting the general public accustomed to being henpecked. That is coming up. 8 out of 10 cats is probably the number one show in England. I had no idea how big this show was. But they asked last week permission to air a short clip of the show where I was talking about TSA people molesting people and basically raping them. I mean, that's what the penal code says, is that it's you know, groping people. Going in the pants is a felony. The outside is a misdemeanor. And they edited the tape, which is, I understand it's a comedy show. They want to make a joke out of it. And David Hasselhoff, you know, laughs, says, Alex Jones, like, oh. Well, whenever they play the clip and ask him what he thinks about it. But my issue here is they edited it down, because I'm describing who wants a job as a TSA agent, strip searching old ladies, looking in babies' diapers, grabbing on women. And I went on to point out, even if a woman looked like Marilyn Monroe, I wouldn't want to touch a woman who wasn't into it. But there are plenty of people that like to force it. Well, they edit it together to make it sound like I'm bad. So just classic. I mean, this is how they take this incredible issue of the now the TSA on the streets doing this, the just the opposite of freedom, and make a joke out of it. But at the end of the day, they'll go to InfoWars.com, and I guess this is what it takes to get the info out on the air, because I'm told a little bird told me that we actually have fans over there. But it's interesting to have Hasselhoff, he's a funny guy, talking about the TSA. It's the full video's up at InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener. It's titled, David Hasselhoff Loves the TSA. Let's go ahead and go to part of the clip. Here it is.
Welcome to 8 out of 10 cats, a show about opinion polls, surveys, and statistics. Did you know, for example, 33% of British men say they like their smartphone as much as they like sex? For me, they're similar, about 5 inches long, and they've seen more than their fair share of Angry Birds. Meerkats are able to recognize each other by voice alone. How do they manage it? Well, it's complicated. 43% of people say they've made love in a car. I know I have. I'll tell you what, if my car could talk, I'd be David Hasselhoff. Right, let's get started. Okay, we've got one more thing to get. Fingers on buzzers. Go on, Sean.
Is it the bomb, pants bomber, the guy who had a bomb in his underpants, and he had no metal in it, which is obviously very bad news, because it means...
That the U.S. government got on the plane, and the other guy's CIA.
His shoes off. Next, you're going to have to go onto the plane with your pants in a cellophane bag.
Yeah, slave training.
He was, in fact, a double agent, so they said, right, okay, you've got to go and blow up a plane, put these pants on, and get on that plane.
No, they staged it. What a double agent.
I don't get it. So the old thing isn't there, say, suicide bombers, the idea is if they die in the process, they go to heaven and they get 72 virgins. If that's going to happen, the last thing you're going to be blowing up is down there first, isn't it?
My favourite fact about that is apparently it was supposed to be a mistranslation, and it's not 72 virgins, it's 72 grapes. You'd be a bit... You blame yourself.
Yeah, we cut the cuss words out.
Grapes,
wet grapes. And even virgins isn't great, is it?
Give me one girl who knows what she's doing. David, what do you make of airport security? Do you mind it, or...?
I'm very happy to wait in security and go through, as long as, you know, they don't ask for an autograph or a picture.
That isn't why the queues are long, by the way.
I'm very happy with the security everywhere I go, because it makes it a lot safer. And if you have to wait in line...
Some of your country people are not as fond of the airport security. Have a look at this.
There's all these stalkers and people I've been reading now going and getting jobs, especially in LAX and other areas, so they can grope you. Pedophilia off the charts with them. Robbing people's bags. Hitting on women. It's incredible. Who else wants to grab people's genitals all day? Who else wants to rub men and women's crotches? I mean, I don't care if it was Marilyn Monroe in her height of beauty. And I obviously would be attracted to a woman like that. I would be embarrassed and would not want to put my hands on her without her wanting it. I'm not a rapist. I'm not a molester. I'm not an abuser. I'm not a fondler. I don't go to parks to jump out and grab women.
Excuse me, I'm just filling out my application form. That was Alex Jones, the American shock jock.
Yeah. It's really one of those things. If you have to keep saying that, it doesn't look good. In my experience, if you have to hire a camera crew to film and go, hey, I don't jump out of parks and touch women. Stop saying that I do.
Jesus. They're bringing over the...
We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hands
down the pans,
clutching hands.
Your little daughter crying. The pot-bellied man with the mustache. He's a pedophile. And your kid is his. 'Cause Diane Feinstein hates America. And she says, get ready for anal cavity searches as well. It's the pervert control freak government. The symbol of America is strip searches.
You like that? I'm a good singer. I can't handle it anymore. Oh, my God. Yeah, they're saying because of butt bombers, they're going to have to start doing intense inspections. That's in that they say strip searches. Australia's talking about full body x-rays. And that they're going to have to strip search you. And, well, I told you that was coming next. And then there might be a butt bomber on the highway. So your wife's got to get a proctology exam by some perv. And these psych warfare chiefs know what they're doing. If they can get away with this, they got away with putting fluoride that's 8-fold increase in cancer. In boys, it's 7-fold in men. I mean, go look it up. They can get with anything. Look at this. That's some pretty good singing. My voice cracking and everything. I'm walking up right before I go back on air live, and they're sitting there playing clips. And I could tell it was for TSA, and they were, like, laughing. Neil Diamond. So there you go, my imitation of Neil Diamond. By the way, the video and audio of my breakdown of Bilderberg this year with Mike Adams went up on the website over the weekend. Sources inside Bilderberg spill cabal's secret plans. Very important article. Location and details of Palm Tree Conference confirmed. Now, I have one mole who's not connected to Bilderberg. I need to be clear on that, but is connected to Bilderberg. They're not part of Bilderberg, but it's a source inside Bilderberg, if you know what I mean. And then we have another penetrator. No, I'm not talking about TSA with, well, excuse me, who is under Bilderberg. This is quite a coup d'etat. So I'm very excited about that. And this ups the ante with the globalists. So I'll imagine not too pleased with any of this. But it is in Chantilly, and I want to see everybody there, so please get that article out. Easiest place to find it is at realalexjones.com/Twitter. It's like 7 or 8 tweets down. If you go to the RSS feed that says breaking news or even the featured news archive, it's now off the page because hundreds of new articles go up a day at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But it's so important to check out the stuff that you may miss at Infowars.com. You can simply go there, and I'm trying to get back to the site, actually, so I can tell you what the top stories are, because so many new ones have just gone up on the site in the last 20, 30 minutes or so. Now, I said I opened the phones up today, and I haven't done that yet. Oh, just some news like this. FEMA and Pentagon's National Guard Homeland Response Force trains in New York. It's also in the news again, confirming, oh, yes, the Russians are training over here to take on American terrorists. Russian TV is very proud of that. The communist Chinese government's buying up land, railways, infrastructure, banks, natural gas. Police hunt man for sport. That video they've been censoring is reposted up at Infowars.com of the murder of Kelly Thomas. Established dirty tricks at conventions target Paul supporters. New Steve Watson article. Also, talking surveillance cameras coming to U.S. streets. They've had them in England for 5 years. Now they're coming here. They have microphones hidden and watch you, all part of living in 1984. But the border's wide open, and the government's shipping in narcotics, but they've got to teach you that you're a little prisoner. Another report we just played part of. The rest of it's up at Infowars.com. David Hasselhoff loves the TSA. And then he laughs and says, after they play the clip, Alex Jones. Hey, we'd like to get the Hoff on. He is quite a character. Big fan of him and Hop as well. You can tell I like Hop. I like Carlos and Hop. Feinstein, get ready for more aggressive molestation at the airport. And that's why I just look at the photograph of Feinstein. I mean, she has armed guards but wants you disarmed. She wants total socialism. She loves the carbon taxes that have just devastated California. That's in the news today. I mean, she is a piece of trash. And she looks like Darth Vader with a wig on. Remember when they take the helmet off Darth Vader and he's like, Luke, I can see you with my own eyes. She literally looks like that actor. I mean, she looks like a weird Skeletor creature, and I'm just sick of her. Listen, you witch, piece of trash. I'm sick of you. I can't even fly because your dirty federal pedophile army, who's out of their jurisdiction and aren't even sworn officers, are want to molest everybody and put us in microwave ovens that are killing the little idiot TSA workers. You witch who flies around on government jets and is filthy rich, doesn't put up with this, you piece of filth, you maggot. Oh, you make me angry. I read her quotes here about, I know the public has not been terribly sympathetic, but get used to it. There's more coming. I mean, go read the quotes. She's like, steady, we've got to control these slaves. We can get away with this. We can get away with anything. And it just goes on. I mean, this is all based on a made-up baloney about the last underwear bomber who was a government minion mind control idiot. They admit the U.S. government got him on the plane. I mean, he's being escorted drooling onto the aircraft. The FBI, even the New York Times has gone and set up schizophrenics, mentally ill, retarded people, you name it. I mean, they literally go find mentally retarded street people who don't even know their name and say they're jihads or white supremacists. They go find white homeless ex-cons, crackheads, and they're the new army that's going to kill everybody. And we got to give our rights up to the government. Justice Department runs all this. That idiot moron, new Black Panther group saying, start race wars, kill Whitey, burn everything down. Let me give you a newsflash. I told you they were feds, and it came out they were. No one is allowed to do that unless they're a fed, okay? If I got on air and said that, they would have police here in an hour, and they should. You got free speech, but you can't say, go blow up the Capitol. If somebody actually tried to organize that on air, they'd go to jail. Because that is calling for violence. You can't do that. It just makes my head spin. By the way, I'm trying to find my article. Where did it go? It's a top story today. It's already scrolled off the main page. It's so important. No, there's my other article about the imploding economy. Where's my article about the... where's my article about the... no, that's the 18-month-old baby flagged as a terrorist, can't fly. Guys, pull up Paul Watson's article, please. With the photo from French news agency where they admit on record that there's Al-Qaeda guys in black uniforms with the Al-Qaeda flag with the UN observers. And the secretary, the UN envoy to the UN under Secretary Clinton, Rice, comes out Friday and says there'll be more bombings, Assad, inside Damascus of government buildings if you don't do what we say. There it is. Al-Qaeda rebel pictured with UN observer in Syria. Video also shows rebels transported in UN vehicles chanting Allah Akbar. And scroll down. And there's more. There's other photos, videos. Look at that. Black Al-Qaeda uniform with a black Al-Qaeda patch. You blow that up, the French news agency confirmed, that is a Al-Qaeda, folks. Guys, pull this up. Al-Qaeda flag flying over Tripoli. All over Libya, Al-Qaeda is the main force, given weapons by our criminal Federal Reserve, occupational New World Order government, along with the collaborators with the New World Order. They're giving them, who do you think the globalists are allied with? Saudi Arabia, that's Al-Qaeda Central. Who do you think they used to attack Iran? Al-Qaeda. The State Department admitted 6 years ago they fund five different terrorist groups to attack Iran, four of them Al-Qaeda. There it is. Daily Mail. Flying proudly over the birthplace of Libya's revolution. The flag of Al-Qaeda. There it is. That's the patch on the guy's arm. That's who they landed by the thousands in those boats the U.S. NATO navies brought in. And then I've got it. When I fly, they'll say, oh, Alex Jones, you're the troublemaker. Where are you going? They know the behavior thing. And I go, dude, you want me to play patty cake with you? You work for a criminal government that has you seizing control of transportation. You work for the people that run Al-Qaeda. Just shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, traitor. Shut up, scum. Get out of my face. I'm not an unconscious jellyfish yuppie that doesn't know what country this is, that doesn't know the New World Order. It runs Al-Qaeda. There's more photos of it, of the Al-Qaeda flags. And that's who they're using. They admitted. They even said, oh my gosh, Al-Qaeda's bombing Syria a month ago. We better give our rights up. They may attack us. Look, I actually saw in the news. I was flipping through channels here at the office like a month ago. I mean, there's articles. You can pull them up. They're like, well, it just shows Al-Qaeda is still alive. They're attacking Syria and blew up the police stations. And then it was Fox News. I remember it. Was it CNN? And they just move right along. So they use Al-Qaeda to attack Syria and Libya, and then even use that to say, look, Al-Qaeda is alive and well. We need to take all your money and take all your freedom. That is propaganda designed for people that are completely asleep. It's like when Bush gets up and says, well, Iran is running Al-Qaeda, the Shiite Al-Qaeda. And the State Department official gets up and says, Mr. President, respectfully, the Shiites and the Sunnis are two different groups, sir. And Bush goes back to the podium and goes, no, they're not. the total disdain, where you're going to give your rights up, you're going to have your family assaulted, you're going to have Fed goons running around at checkpoints everywhere on the highways now. And again, there's no real threats, so they have to manufacture them, and then everything becomes a threat. Let me tell you this story now. Okay, it's my mother for Mother's Day wants to go to where my parents went when they first went on a road date. You know, they've been dating a few months, University of Texas in the 60s, and the first place they went on a road trip date was to the Texas National Seashore, Padre Island, to camp out. And so she likes to go down there. We went down there last Mother's Day. And so I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to hang out with them at their pop-up camper. And so we're sitting there on the beach, and there's no one down there on Friday. I mean, literally like one fisherman an hour drives by. Except there's, with Homeland Security decals, SUVs, big trucks and SUVs driving up and down. And you look at the body language of these Department of the Interior federal law enforcement officers assigned to the Park Service. This is hundreds of miles from the border, no crime to speak of, middle of nowhere, and they're driving up and down, and they drive, and they stare at you, and they look at you, and there's little kids. My little kids are building sandcastles. I'm sitting there leaning back, drinking a Fresca or whatever. I wasn't actually drinking a Fresca, but you know what I mean, drinking a water. I like to say that because Ted Knight says it in Caddyshack. How about a Fresca? Point is, totally non-threatening. You can assess this is just, you know, well, there's the grandparents, there's the parents. And they keep looking at us. So I think, okay, something's going on here. And they just keep driving back and forth, back and forth. I mean, just right in front of us, right in front of the beach, just over and over again looking at us. Nothing to do. And that's my video I shot when I was showing it on screen when I went to town. That's another video that I shot once I got into town. I left. I went into Port A. I just couldn't handle it. I had to get out of there. And this guy pulls up, and my children are walking around. And my children have been running around up on the edge of the dunes. And, of course, the nanny state always has an excuse for why they're there. Oh, I just want to warn you there's rattlesnakes. And we're like, oh, thank you, yes. And then it goes on for about 20 minutes. Yeah, it's not illegal. It starts looking at us like it's Barney Five. It's going to scare us. But you probably don't want to do that. And I went, yeah, no, we live in Central Texas. We even have more rattlesnakes. I go, how many rattlesnake incidents? Oh, four last year. Of what, millions that come down here to the, you know, 70 miles of this or something? Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. Well, thank you. The parents are actually doing the talking. And he goes, yeah, we've got people that try to poach the sea turtles. He starts looking at us. They're about to hatch. And we're going, okay, okay, great. Oh, yeah, green sea turtles. Yeah. And he just goes on and on. The questions, you know, he's assessing us. Dude, I've assessed you. Okay, you're lucky if you can tie your shoelaces. Don't look like the chromosomes mix too well, okay? I've assessed you. I actually built a media system. I actually have a successful family of professionals. I'm somebody. You're nobody. Your uniform doesn't make you anybody, little boy. My mind is light years ahead of you. So you hadn't had success with women. Let me assess that part. Oh, yeah, I know who you are. I bet your family hadn't had much success. They picked you up like somebody scooped dog manure off the ground to turn you into their little minion. Anyways, the point is, then more rolling by later, and I'm walking around with my kids on the beach, and I hear, hey, Alex. I go, oh, this is personal. It's another group of them, two lazy ne'er-do-wells who want to exercise power on people all day. Losers. Losers. Again, in the old days, you'd see them maybe once a day, and they're like, hey, how you doing? Hey, have you checked out this? No, this is in your face. Of course, I forgot to add, when I pull in, the guy goes, excuse me, where are you from? And I'll go, oh, God, an assessment, just like a Carlsbad Cavern. I'm from Austin. He goes, oh, I'm a listener, Alex, like your show. And he seemed, oh, okay. And he got another guy with me, and the guy's like, huh? And I'm like, okay. So I go, huh? And I drive in. Okay, so now it's about an hour later. I'm behind the pop-up showering off, because that little, you know, shower thing to get the salt water off me. And I hear two of them get out. And they walk over and they go, just what do you think you're doing? And I hear my wife go, oh, get the camera. and I walk around with water dripping off me in shorts, and it's about 7 o'clock at night, beautiful sunset, and there are two of them. I haven't seen these. It's like roaches. There's so many. Way too much tax money, folks. I mean anyway, side issue. They're listening right now, I'm sure. I don't have any better time. It's a giant compound, like a Martian base or something that they've got out there of tax money when you drive in there. And, again, everybody feeds the seagulls. We actually weren't even feeding them because I told the kids I didn't want to because I don't want them defecating on us, which still happened anyways. The point is that a few seagulls are flying around. And the kids had dropped a hamburger bun in the thing and threw it up. They instantly caught it like a South Park episode and pop up. But didn't say, hey, kids, don't feed the seagulls. My mother said in 40-plus years going down there, never seen this many, never had them even talk to her other than waving, just like piranhas and telling you, you know, I'm a federal law enforcement agent. We're like, I'm like, dude, I walk around the corner. And again, they need to be pulled down off their pedestal. That's why I'm doing that. They can't stand it. I walk around the corner and I just go, look, I'm never coming back. I understand it's Agenda 21. I know you're shutting down seashores all over the country, which they're doing. And they're like nodding. Yeah, that's right. You're not even going to be on most that soon. They're passing weird regulations where you can't even get in the water. The nannies, they banned dodgeball all over the country. These people hate America. I mean, they are scum.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
Yeah, the summers of old are gone. You can't fly without perverts trying to assault you. You can't go to a federal beach. By the way, it wasn't just us, though. They were... stopping at every two or three cars and harassing other people. And what I found was, because I went and interviewed him, I've got some of this on video. Car to my left's a listener, car to my right. Right after I confront them and they leave, first car that drives by, hey, Alex Jones, we're listeners. I'm like, yeah, it's a police state. And he goes, yeah, we got 20 questions back at the gate. And again, my great uncle was dying of cancer. Wanted to go deer hunting one more time. Shot a deer. They took it to the processor. He didn't want to field dress it. I mean, they cut its guts out. They didn't want to fully chop it all up. State police pull my uncle and my dad over, blow up, pull guns out, freak out, tell them they're going to jail. My dad's sitting there going, the law is we're the landowner. We can take it to the processor. There's the tag. They don't care. They want you to be a prisoner. They want you to be bad. And this year, I'm not even deer hunting. We're on our property. Whole bunch of game wardens show up. I mean, man, my family founded the county. You know, founded the area. Doesn't matter. I'm scum. And they're just swarming all over everyone and telling everybody we're part of a federally funded task force. And some of the guys that were there, one of them had read in a whitetail hunting magazine, knew one of them, and said, oh, I saw you in a magazine. Suddenly, when it was about ego that way, oh, my gosh, we worship you now. And it's like, wow, there's like six or seven of you. Well, we're your friends. Let us go ahead and check your records and go in your building and without warrants and all this. This is what America's turned into. And meanwhile, the government is narcotics, child kidnapping running on record, guns in New Mexico, every form of crime run by big foreign banks. So even if you individually aren't bad, you are under the dragon's wing. You are the equivalent of a Soviet under Stalin. And so I don't care. Look, all I know is I don't want contact with you, and I can't get away from you. I mean, they've tripled the number of police in the last few years and bureaucrats, and they're all arming and training and freaking out and buying into it's Al-Qaeda. But meanwhile, they've now announced, oh, it's not Al-Qaeda. It's for you, the American people, selling Girl Scout cookies and lemonade. We're going to arrest you. And we're going to shut down garage sales, and you're not allowed to use cash in Louisiana and secondhand sales because you can't be trusted, or is it Mississippi? I mean, all of this is tyranny. I know what this is. So stop getting off on your government costume and understand I've read the Declaration of Independence. I know what it is to be an American, and what you're doing ain't it. I don't care if it's in some pipe dream about Al-Qaeda. So I said, don't worry, you've destroyed America, Gen 21. I know they've told you to start pressuring people, get everybody used to not being able to go in the dunes or in the water. And they're like, kind of freaked out that I knew all that. And I'm like, so do whatever you're going to do. I'm never coming back here. You've ruined America. Don't worry, you got power. But you're not going to get fear out of me. And they got in their car and drove off. And I left, and they left my parents alone the next day and a half. I went in and rented a hotel or whatever you call it. They called it condos there, but they're hotel rooms. I just got out of there. And you win again. Another part of America dead. Another area gone. It's just so ridiculous. So ridiculous. And has nothing to do with security, okay? The government is the security risk in history, and it's the big security risk now, and I'm sick of it. We've got some of the video and some of the photos coming up tonight. My wife got out her big camera, 35 millimeter that shoots video, and it died after she got part of the video of me confronting them. But you can't go to the beach now because it's feds driving up and down in front of you and constantly questioning you and you know anything about sea turtle poaching? Huh? And again, it's all these enviro crimes, and it's just like, give me a break. And they knew who I was and didn't care because I was in their sandbox. Where they are, there is no America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.